Grab your foxy mama and head to the light up dance floor and boogie down as we put 70s song against 70s song. Welcome to Elimination Season 3.
I've just eaten a Milky Bar.
Why was you dunking it in your tea? Ugh.
Make it all messy. Ugh.
It's already messy, Monk.
Fair enough. Is my mic on? I can't hear no one.
You sound very quiet.
I'll turn it off. I've unplugged you.
I think
Bob Rivet unplugged.
Hello? Can you hear me? Yeah, we started, yeah.
Oh.
You just thought I was mixing Milky Bar.
Yeah.
I don't think my headphones are... Oh, there we go. There we go. I'm in. There we go. I'm back. So professional. I'm Bob, your host of Elimination Podcast. Welcome. I'm here with my dad, Dave.
How do?
Who, for the record, I call Dave all the time, whether we're on the podcast or not, just for the record. And cousin Pauline.
Hello.
Who is
you
my...
You normally call shithead.
Yeah. Can't really say much to that. That's true.
Who's here? Because we couldn't find anyone else.
Yeah, I know. I've got 13.
She just turned up.
To be one day, and I'm still here.
Still here.
When is someone going to take over? For
going
me?
Strong. She is.
When are you going to get someone else?
No, you're here to stay forever. We shall never unchain you from this table. Only joking. We're not keeping her trapped. We are.
They are. Help. Anyone out there?
Is there anybody out there?
It's always got a song. We said that last time.
Always got a song. Yeah. Always got a song. So, the draw was done. Bridge Over Troubled Water by Simon and Garfunkel. And Ever Fallen In Love With Someone You Shouldn't Have Fallen In Love
That's
With.
That's a long old title, isn't it?
Oh, Knackered by the Buzzcocks.
Shall I?
Dave, do the old Gumpfathon.
Right. Bridge Over Troubled Water is a song composed by American singer-songwriter Paul Simon and recorded by Simon and Garfunkel. Produced by the duo and Roy Haley, the song was released as a follow-up single to The Boxer in January 1970. The song is featured on their fifth studio album, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
It's the title song.
Ever Fall In Love, in brackets, with someone you shouldn't have. That's not right, is it? Shouldn't have fallen in love. It's a 1978 song written by Pete Shelley and performed by his group Buzzcocks. It was a number 12 hit on the UK singles chart and was included on the album Love Bites.
Two very different songs.
Indeed.
Two very different songs. Where do you want to start, Pauline?
Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Okay, go.
It's a great vocal, isn't it?
It's very sad. Makes me a bit emotional when I listen to that. You don't agree?
Yeah, tell us why it makes you emotional.
I have no idea, because I've got no connection, like I don't connect anything with it, but if I sit down and have a proper listen, I can feel a bit emotional.
Dave, thoughts, Bridge Over Troubled Water?
I just think it's a great song with a great vocal. He has got a fantastic voice.
Oh, here we go.
No. Do you remember, Pauline? Do you remember me, Pauline? Saying to
you, yeah.
We was at a curry ages ago. Seems like ages ago now.
Oh.
And I said to you, there's a song that hasn't been drawn out that I play over and over again that I have fallen in love with.
With a song you should fall in love with.
And
you're going to say this ain't it.
And I absolutely have, it's like I've just discovered it. It's like I knew the song. Bridge Over Troubled Water. I didn't really like it. I hadn't really listened to it all the way through. I wouldn't think. I've heard it. I've thought that it sounded good. But when I've actually listened to it, you know, I said past songs that's a skipper. Like, I've been skipping that. This I will play over and over
so
and over
good,
again.
It
is. I think it's one of my top songs in our 32. It didn't start off that way.
Yeah.
It's slowly but surely coming. And I end up singing it.
I like to hear that.
Vicky is so sick of it.
There is a bleeding.
Yeah.
But it's I think because the words as well, everyone has times when they're down or feeling low, and it sort of touches you a little bit, doesn't it?
It starts off quite haunting.
Yeah.
When you're weary. All quite mellow.
You've been practicing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, I've heard
it. You went straight into like singing.
And then it sort of builds and builds and builds, and it just creates with the cymbals. It just
it's so good.
It's brilliant. It is absolutely brilliant. My favourite lyric is the one where your friends can't be found. It's right on the cusp of it going changing key and getting bigger. That line, I just love it. I listen to it all the time.
Oh, that surprised me. It surprised me. I don't like it.
Yeah, it surprised me. It's going to, for me personally, it's going to take some beating.
It's a typical me song, this one. If you heard this, you'd know a million
percent. Yeah, it's heartfelt, like it's emotional, it's passionate.
It's either that or cheese.
Yeah, it's true. it's neither in the middle. No. Yeah.
So I'm glad you like it.
This is, it is up there in my list of 32. But again, in comparison, Buzzcocks, this song I don't think is like any other song we've got in our list.
No, it's not. It's a bit mental, this one.
It's a bit punky, isn't it?
Yeah, which is a bit of me, because I do like a bit of...
It's a bit of me.
No, not punk. I don't mean punk. I mean, I like a lot of the early Green Day stuff and Foo Fighters and all that kind. So I do like a bit of, you know, going for it. And this is a great song. My friend Spence used to do a really good cover of it as well, which I always found amazing because his hands have to move so quick.
I imagine it's really hard.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Not your cup of tea, though.
Well, it's just all right, and it don't really do nothing for me. It's just, it's all right.
Just going to say it's all right?
I could listen to it or not and never be bothered ever again.
Do you, if you was to listen to it on a playlist, would you skip it?
No, I don't think I'd skip it. I'd listen to the whole thing, but I wouldn't be fast.
Well, in the last episode, you mentioned about repetitiveness. And
this is that does, it does. But it's a bit more about it, isn't it? A bit more rumpf. But
yeah, well, definitely, yeah.
Dave, we're all looking at you, Dave.
Well, then My Sweet Lord wouldn't be My Sweet Lord if it had oomph in it, would it? It's sort of a...
Yeah,
but that's just a bit...
No, we're not comparing them to.
I like both these songs.
Was you a Buzzcocks fan? I mean, did they do anything else? I don't really know them. Obviously, never mind the Buzzcocks.
Yeah, because apart from that, the panel show.
Not really. I mean, it's the only song of theirs I know another one.
That surprises me.
No, I mean,
you weren't around.
You're the music man.
They came in sort of just after the punks thing scene, wasn't it?
Oh, was it too late?
No, they were probably going at the same time, but they...
We're leaving now.
These were a bit more...
Sex Pistols and that, we're just going, empty room, and then the Buzzcocks turn up. Are we too late?
We're
these were a bit nicer, weren't they? A bit more musical.
I couldn't tell you what they looked like.
I don't know anything about them.
Yeah, me neither. I couldn't tell you what they looked like.
Oh, I do, because I just watched them on YouTube.
Oh, well, there you go.
But before that, I didn't have a clue.
I do like this song, though. Yeah, I think it's...
I like this song.
I think it's a bit...
it's a bit unique, isn't it?
Yeah, I think if a band now brought out that song, it could still stand. Do you know what I mean? It is a bit timeless. Everyone likes a bit of oomph.
Do you think the same about Bridge Over Troubled Water then, if somebody brought it out now?
Yeah.
I do as well.
Yeah, definitely. If you get one of these crappy boy bands, get hold of it, they'll have a hit with it, you know. But they wouldn't sing it as good as he does.
Oh, no, I don't think they would.
And there's performances live on YouTube and they're perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a fantastic...
I have done that.
He's got a fantastic...
I've got a bit of a...
Obsession with him.
But it is like, when it starts, when you're weary...
Oh, damn, you make my heart go...
And the crowd's like... Yeah. And then they go quiet because they just want to listen. And it is just echoes round, and
Dave's right though. You can imagine Westlife singing this, and then on the key change, they all stand up.
Yeah, yeah.
Off of the stalls.
Stalls, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
The mist rises.
They're all in white.
Yeah. Doves fly up.
But they had a funny relationship, didn't they? They sort of dig it all and that. And
the rights to who could sing and who could sing it and separately without the other one. And. Mm.
Yeah, because it's Paul Simon's song. He wrote the song. Because I don't think Garfunkel wrote the songs at all. I think it was all down to Paul Simon.
It's a funny name, isn't it?
Art Garfunkel. He'd done a bit of acting as well, didn't he?
Art what, Garfunkel.
In the detective.
Well, Arthur, I suppose. Yeah. Oh, Arthur Garfunkel. That doesn't sound
very good at all.
Do you know what their name was in the mid-60s before they came Simon and Garfunkel? Tom and Jerry.
I think I prefer that.
But they'll always be considered like a comedy group.
Yeah, it would, yeah.
I used to love Tom and Jerry when I was a kid.
I was never a big fan. Yeah. I always felt sorry for the cat.
Oh, what's the other one I used to like? Meep, meep.
Oh, Roadrunner.
Yeah, Roadrunner, yeah.
Wile E.
Coyote. That was frustrating, though, to watch that one.
Yeah, yeah, just get hold of him. Yeah. Kill him.
Oh, all right.
yeah, okay. Well, we'll... Yeah, okay, never mind. Never. Thing is, with these punk bands and that, is I don't feel like they... I don't like the Sex Pistols and all that. I don't feel like they've aged well. I think the punk was heavy back when punk was big.
When it was huge.
I don't think you find many punk...
It didn't hang around long.
No, I feel like it came... Well, I mean, I wasn't around, but I feel like it came and went quite quickly. Came around and it was all about having them on chat shows and they're tipping chairs over and stuff like that. And then now they're just really old and Johnny Rotten's a famous one.
Yeah, he tries to sort of still be Johnny Rotten of 1978.
How old is he now, though, do you reckon?
Oh, he's got to be 50s at least.
It's not quite the same, is it?
No, I mean, smashing up hotel rooms and that is...
It's like boring now, isn't it? Oh,
it's like, well, he's going to pay
for
that.
There was that famous interview, wasn't it, where he hinted about Jimmy Savile.
That's right, yeah. I watched...
I didn't know that. What, years ago?
Yeah, in an interview about 70s, early 80s, something like that.
Oh,
and he mentioned, I can't remember what he actually said, but he was hinted at, like, you know, people at the BBC and that, you know.
Yeah, he, in Piers Morgan's Life Stories, he did one with Johnny Rotten, and he said, yeah, I was banned from BBC because he openly talked about it. Turn him out, yeah.
Bloody
so he was sort of banned from BBC interviews and stuff. Yeah, mad, isn't it?
It's a bit weird that we've gone to Jimmy Savile from both.
yeah, he thinks the 70s, isn't it? He was all wrapped up in the music back then, wasn't he? Top of the Pops and that. What are you doing?
I didn't have pops.
I don't think so.
I don't sort of pops are there.
I thought you just fell down the stairs. Simon and Garfunkel. What other songs did they sing?
I can't think of anything.
The Boxer. I am just a poor boy. My story is
I don't know that.
Help. I'd rather be a hammer than a nail.
Rather be a hammer than a nail.
Yes, I would. If I only could, I surely would.
Hey. Oh, yeah.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning.
America. They've done America.
Who done American Pie then?
Don McLean.
Who did the one with the video with the card?
Bob Dylan.
Oh, was it Bob Dylan?
That was 60s, that was.
What song was that?
I do know. I can't believe
He's sort of in front of a building site or something, isn't he? Yeah. He's just doing the cards.
I don't know
he's
that.
Singing. Oh, excuse
You're
me.
Right. Blimmin' it. Sorry. That?
Yeah, sorry. A bit of a hiccup there.
So,
what's the song, though? He's going to bug me.
Yeah, no, I can't believe I'll tell you what. Since I've stopped going to the quizzes about 2 years ago, my brain's gone to mush.
Oh, it's easy.
Yeah, me too.
That's what happened with me. When I stopped going to the quizzes...
Can't even spell quiz.
I really thought he done that by Miss American Pie. I really thought he sang that.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Is that a 70s song?
American Pie, yeah.
Why did we not have
72?
Why is that not
and
in
Vincent,
their list?
And Vincent,
another
one of his.
I'm not a fan of him. I always get him muddled up with Leo Sayer.
We are saying.
No, to look at because of the big hair. They both
had big curly
heads. Yeah, and so did the Garfunkel bloke, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Simon was the little one.
Paul Simon's the little bloke.
Yeah, he did Call Me Out.
Oh, I like that song. I like that. Yeah, that's good, though. Call Me Out.
Yeah, the famous Graceland album, didn't he? Sold millions worldwide. That's his biggie. He'd done a lot more after he left than Garfunkel did. Well, Garfunkel done a bit of acting.
Are they both still alive?
Yeah, I think you had two number ones in the UK, Garfunkel, solo. You done Bright Eyes.
Oh, love that.
Burning like fire. The old 40s song, I Only Have Eyes For You. But I only have eyes for you. That's good, wasn't it?
That was quite
no
good,
idea,
though.
I don't know that song.
I don't know that song, but no. That was quite a good rendition, I should imagine.
I love Bright Eyes. I forgot about that song.
Bright Eyes.
That's
isn't that the one?
Down
oh,
ew,
no. I've never seen it, but I've seen clips and...
Oh, sad. You don't watch it, Bob. You'll be upset.
Oh, yeah. No. Don't talk about it.
No.
So are they both still alive?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Do they... I mean, do they still talk? I mean, do they? I'm asking Dave like he knows it.
They've done a famous reunion in the park in New York, Central Park, I think.
In the car park.
They've had get together, I'm sure they have, yeah. But there's always that underlining thing, you know.
Shame when that happens, isn't it, really?
That was a lot of music, didn't it? The Everly Brothers, they did get on.
Musical differences.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
maybe
of course
we'll split up sometime.
Yeah, maybe we will. We want to go in different directions.
I've been wanting to go for a while now.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if you did. It's about time you did, actually. Both be a lot happier.
What does Bridge Over Troubled Water mean?
Well, all your shit that's going on is the troubled water underneath, and you can get over it.
Wow, that's a good. Is that what it means?
Yeah. In my head.
Yeah. Bridge. Because the words are, you know, quite, I don't, it doesn't tell a story, does it? No. I held your hand.
It's a shame we can't play it, isn't it?
I could, but yeah, we could be liable.
Oh yeah, but not them.
For a little bit of, yes.
I'm not playing them 3.5 mil.
It's a drop in the ocean for you, Dave.
Yeah, I'd say it's coming to my head, and yet it's got nothing to do with what we're doing now.
That's normal podcasting, that is.
No, it's just something that made me laugh once. It's a tennis related story of Jimmy Connors.
What, and that's just popped in your head now?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, Jimmy Connors was a top player, right? And there's a player called Vitas Gerulaitis.
He was like
your ranked three.
Sounds like an illness.
Yeah. You had Connors and Borg, and then you had him and a couple of others for a few years. He was a top player, but he weren't quite top. And he could never beat Jimmy Connors. Every time they played, Jimmy Connors used to beat him quite easily. He just had his mark, you know, styles. Yeah. And he beat him 16 times without ever losing to him. And they played this other game, next one. And Vitas Gerulaitis beat him. And the bloke went down on the court to interview him. And he goes, oh, Vitas, he said, you must be so thrilled to beat Jimmy Connors at last. He goes, yeah, no one beats Vitas Gerulaitis 17 times on the trot. It just made me laugh. It just popped into my head.
Why?
Why the hell?
I don't know, it's just this.
Bridge over trouble ball. We've got to do with Veronicus Vidatus.
Vitas Gerulaitis.
Oh, what did I say?
No idea what you said. Some sort of slimming biscuit.
Veronicus Vidatus.
Wow. Okay. Well, that was a digress, wasn't it?
Do you know who else done this song?
Who?
Go on.
And Lewis. It's going to kill me. But Lewis used to sing this when he was little.
Oh, we love you for this.
Because when he was three, he liked the... Hearsay, remember the group Hearsay?
Oh, yeah, yeah. You go, Pure Shores.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that's, All Saints.
All Saints.
Yeah.
Well, Lewis used to, when he was three, and he used to have a hairbrush as a microphone. Oh, it's so cute. So he used to sing that Hearsay song, and this was on the flip side.
Oh, their version
sang
of it.
This, yeah, and Lewis used to sing this all the time when he was about 3, 4.
He'd be well happy with
me saying that. So Hearsay done that song, yeah. And it actually sounded really good.
Really?
Well, you won't like it, but I liked it.
It was like a pop idol, but to find a group, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it was...
It was Liberty X was the other group.
That's right,
and
yeah,
he'd
yeah.
say one come first, one come second, wouldn't it? And the ones that lost, Liberty X, they were bigger.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they did the.
They done better, didn't they?
Yeah, they did that video of all leather. Didn't they?
That's it. What's yeah. The,
what's the oh, song? Why does that yeah, know? It's gonna annoy me. That is.
Give me just a little bit more. Yeah. Just a work little, it just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, that. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. Good. Rubbish bands. So, and in Hearsay was the woman who ended up in. Coronation Street.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. That's
Michelle
it,
something.
Yeah.
Michelle. Yeah. Gail. No.
No. Michelle Gail. She's in EastEnders.
Oh, same thing. They all end up there, don't they? When your career's over.
Anyone watching The Jungle?
Yes.
Are you?
Oh, I love it.
I don't know anybody who's watching it.
It's,
me. Yeah. Well. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
It was good for about the first 3 years, and then it's the same old.
I must
bug,
admit,
same
it's
nowhere
near as good.
When I saw the lineup, I was like, what?
It's always been rubbish lineups.
It was the eating trial. True. Oh my God, that's the worst. I've
seen
one.
It 17, 20 times before.
I still like it when they're heaving away. I'm not going to say what they were eating.
I'm going to take my jumper off, but carry on.
Oh. So you don't watch it at all? No. You're
about the last 3 years we stopped. I mean, I would have stopped a long, long time ago, but wifey likes it, so.
But it's a bit different because they're in a castle. They're not actually in the jungle,
they were in a castle
they?
Last year, apparently.
Yeah, they were. Because of COVID, you can't get out in Australia, can you? Give it a go, Dave. Start tonight.
No. I think the last one I watched was the one with Holly.
You know, I've looked thin. Where you've just taken your jumper off.
My six pack.
You look thin, Bob. Eat.
See, I need to eat. I need to eat. I just had a Milky Bar, I told you.
Yeah. You need more than that.
I'm sweating up now.
Oh, bloody Get, hell.
Getting shiny.
I don't
yeah.
want to catch no bug off you.
Still getting over it. Why lose a stone?
Well, that, apart from that.
That'd be a good time, wouldn't it? Don't want to catch no bug off you.
Bugging.
Oh, that's
the junket, yeah.
yeah, I like it.
Did they have the jungle abroad?
Like yeah, in America, yeah,
what, their version of it.
Well, I've seen a clip from America, and I'm sure I have.
That Richard Madeley's in it. You know Richard and Judy. I can't work him out whether I like him or not.
He's vile, isn't he?
He's just weird. Wow, he's weird, man.
He is a strange, yeah.
I can't work out whether he makes me laugh.
He
not intentionally,
make me laugh.
Like where he's just yeah, so. Yeah.
He's not a funny man.
No, he's not
he?
Funny yeah. at all.
Yeah. It's just the whole.
Give it a go, Bob.
No, I won't.
Alan Deck, same old jokes. Well, obviously rehearsed 20 times before they say them.
Well, it's the thing you say about the it's not you. It might be you.
Oh, yeah. It might be the last one we get to. I mean, every time.
Just say the two effing names. I'm a swore there.
You did, didn't yeah. you?
Ant and Dec are past it anyway. I mean,
they were never funny, were they?
I did used to like
them. Oh, they had their time.
They did,
the time.
They were. And when they were
PJ and Duncan.
Let's Get Ready to Rumble, all that, and SMTV and all that, I liked them. When we were kids.
Well, they had their time. I mean, they did the jungle, the early
I would never call them a comedy double act. Well, they come top of these polls,
not,
don't they?
No, they're presenters. They're not a double act.
They go in front of Multiple Boys and Two Ronnies.
No,
and
I'm not having this.
No, they don't.
That's absolute
comedy.
Hey! They're just presenters.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, they're not, are they? Because they try to be funny all the time.
They're not funny, though.
Well, what's the point of them, then? If they're not funny.
Together, I like. Do you never watch their Saturday Night Takeaway?
I'd rather stick pins in my eyes.
I do like it when they... That you know, the famous person's got the in your ear thingy,
telling them what to
and
do.
Ant and Dec's telling him what to do.
Yeah, but it's all been done,
like
it's all
lighten up, you two, and you're boring. It's a bit of fun.
It's the same as in Practical Jokers. That's a good show.
Yeah, I like that as well. But it's all been done before. Surely everyone in America must know who they are when they see him coming. Why do they fall for the joke when they know him?
Oh, I like
that. I've seen Jeremy Beadle. He can't. He's dead.
I used to like that Jeremy Beadle show.
He has got a little hand. I met him.
Don't mention a little hand. Oh, God.
No, because I know it's a dragon.
I'll tell you what program gets my goat. Do you know what? I can't stand it. It gives me a headache straight away. Is You've Been Framed.
I don't like it either.
It drives me mad. If she's watching it, that one, if she's got it on, I can't be in the same room.
Our house was on
That's had its day. It was funny when it first came out, That was about 30 years ago.
I agree with that 100%.
You don't need that anymore. You get stuff on your phone and YouTube all the time. Yeah, I mean, you don't need that.
250 quid a clip. Yeah,
our
Jesus.
House was on that. You've been framed.
Who?
Mum and Dad's hat. When I lived at home in Swain Close, the house. Where people that lived there before had sent in a video from them falling through in the conservatory coming to the front room, yet it's our house. Did you never know that? Mum never told you that. She had it recalled. She kept it on recalled just in their house.
You would.
I say I've lost. I've lost my great goal. Can't find the
deal. I'm gutted about that because I wanted you to show Louis.
I've had it all this time.
I don't know how you could lose so. You can keep a diary, but you can't keep
I think things...
That's a famous saying, isn't it? You can keep a diary, but you can't keep your goal.
Yeah. We just had a massive clear out for all we see
these
away.
Surely you wouldn't have thrown your goal away.
Well, it could have been in with something. You know what I mean? It could, in between two books or something.
But wouldn't you, knowing how much you want to find it, wouldn't you have been checking everything as you cleared out?
Well, I thought I did, but mistakes. You just lost something, didn't you?
Have I? My marbles.
No, I thought you just lost something. But yeah, I mean, it's possible. There is one place it could possibly be, and that's in the puff downstairs, the puff eight.
Footstool.
Because I haven't looked in there for a while. So
there is a lot of rubbish in there.
There is. It's possible.
So it's definitely not in the loft.
I've got it on VHS. I kept that.
So can't it be transferred?
Oh, I can. I've done that already.
That's what he's saying. He's lost
I've lost the DVD. Yeah,
so he hasn't lost it. He hasn't lost
it. So you have still got it if you need it. I wanted you to show Lewis that.
Yeah, it's a great
point.
It's a great goal, isn't it, Bob?
It is. I've seen it. It's a good goal.
When did you see it?
You showed me it.
Oh, did I?
I come round your house and you went, "Here, Paul, I've got something really great to show you." I thought it was going to be super.
Everyone's going to be baffled because everyone listening to this is like, "Dave's goal? What's he got?"
Dave in a football match getting the greatest goal of all time.
Well,
maybe not. I've over-exaggerated there. But he got the ball in the net.
He did. It was
in the onion bag.
It was a nice touch.
But it's horrible to lose sight from the past, isn't it, you've had for ages.
You're going to have to put it on another...
Oh, can I be bothered?
You don't like it that much.
Yeah.
Have you managed to find a tape recorder?
No.
This is something else nobody knows about. They found a tape of your mum... My nan.
Yeah.
And your mum.
It was the rivets on one side and the Wilsons on the other, which is your Wilson,
aren't
you?
Which I might be on it then.
But let's take it.
It's a cassette tape. We haven't got anything to play in.
So
we
got. I'll tell you what you should have
done. What?
Oh, no. Nobody cares anyway. Simon came round the other day and he had a car and he's got a tape deck in his car.
Oh, yeah. He's
coming round again. To film us.
I will want to hear it in front of a stranger.
Anyway, can we just get back to some kind of podcasting?
You'd have to prepare yourself to listen to it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, let's do this, Bob.
This is what we're doing.
What are we doing?
What about my prison? Oh, Pauline.
This is Bob.
Can it be Dave versus Bob?
God, no. I'd be losing all the time.
You can't read the questions out.
Can't read. There's one thing I can do.
Right, now, as you're both experts on 1970s music now... With all your research and reading about it and listening to all these songs, I want the top 40 artists of the 1970s.
Oh, God.
Now, this is information you need to listen to. This list was compiled using several sources, including chart rankings, radio airplay, genre and cultural influence.
And
it's more American than British. There's no Slade and T-Rex, but there are a lot of English artists on this. Okay? I'm going to give you a life. And I'm going to toss the coin and it's Robert's turn to call.
And if you want to see Bob toss the coin... Oh, Dave tossed the coin.
Badly.
Yeah.
Tails
it is. Tails never fails.
I'll go second.
Big mistake. Your go.
Right. That ain't a big mistake.
Right, so I'm looking for the top 40 artists of the 1970s. Pauline, hang on, just put my finger over the buzzer. You got a life, remember?
Mind you, they're written down everywhere. Look, a whiteboard going on and everything.
Yeah.
No, they're just the titles of the song.
Calm down.
trying to think like what would be the very top. So I don't want to say one that's just like.
You don't have to get the top one.
How many is it, Dave?
40.
40, okay.
Stevie Wonder.
Number one on the list.
Way!
Wow. Wow, I did not see that coming. ABBA.
ABBA.
What?
Not big in America, mate. Obviously, because they're not in the top 40.
Welcome to my world.
That is insane.
He's in big trouble.
What? That's mental.
Oh, I'm trying to think America now. Queen.
Queen? Eight on the list.
Ooh.
So they're all British artists, aren't they?
Yeah.
He's gobsmacked.
I am. That was
he could be all over already.
That was a given, that was. That was my banker.
There's only one.
Beatles.
All over.
Abra and Beatles. Yay! That's
the Beatles are
60s. Oh, grow up.
They're still big now. Jesus Christ. Can't sing that anymore. Jesus Christ.
What's she singing?
Gary Glitter. What about Barry White? Was he on there?
Well, I'm just going to go home then.
Paulie in three, Bob five. Shall I go through the list with you?
I can't believe
it. There's only one artist on here I've not heard of. Shall I go through?
Yeah, go on.
I'm livid.
Number 40 is Rush.
No, don't know.
39, that. The Ramones. 38, The OJs. 37, Rod Stewart. 36, Bob Dylan. Oh. Subterranean Homesick Blues was the name of that song. With the placards.
Oh, right. Okay. How's it go?
Don't need to be a weatherman to see which way the wind blows. You know that bit, didn't you?
No, sing it.
You can't sing a Bob Dylan song. Well, everyone who does Bob Dylan's song always sings it better than he does. It's a fact. 35, Neil Young. 34, Aerosmith around in the 70s. 33, Allman Brothers. 32, Gladys Knight and the Pips. 31, Alice Cooper. 30, Eric Clapton. 29, Lynyrd Skynyrd. 38, Curtis Mayfield. Do you know Curtis Mayfield?
No.
Just move on up to the break of day.
Right. I know that song.
The Clash, 27. Kiss, 26. Bruce Springsteen, 25.
The Boss.
24, Al Green. 23, Earth, Wind and Fire. 22, Jackson 5.
Oh, you should have got that, Bob.
21, Bob Marley, top 20. Chicago, 19, The Bee Gees. I thought they'd be higher.
Oh, Bee Gees were in my head. So.
18, John Lennon. 17, Fleetwood Mac. 16, Isley Brothers. Now, I don't know this lot. 15, Parliament Funkadelic.
Oh, my God. That's a weird name.
Must be big in America. 14, Paul McCartney. 13, David Bowie. 12, Aretha Franklin. 11, Black Sabbath. 10, The Who. 9, I Feel Good. James Brown. 8, Queen. 7, Marvin Gaye. 6, The Eagles. 5, Rolling Stones. 4, Pink Floyd. 3, Elton John. 2, Led Zeppelin. 1, Stevie Wonder.
Oh, I had a couple in there that I still could have.
ABBA and the Beatles. I mean, come on.
I must admit, I thought ABBA was. Not Beatles. That's more earlier in it. But I thought ABBA would be there 100%.
Well,
obviously, they weren't as big in America as they'd definitely be in the top 40.
Yeah.
Well, UK. Congratulations, Pauline.
I've got a point.
Well done.
It was a very easy point.
Oh,
wasn't
I would
it?
Have won that hands down. Not what I did. If we carried on a bit longer, I would have kept going.
She had your card marked,
yeah.
Mate.
Well, she did, yeah. That was Tesla all over again, right? Absolute
you
Tesla.
You were crap.
She's most, confident now, isn't she?
Do you know
cocky?
Tesla? They're the most popular cars. According to someone I know, I can't remember who it was.
In the Tesla showroom.
Stupid idiot.
Oh, I'm being attacked.
It's so nice when it's someone else.
Yeah.
Normally me.
True.
Well, you've done well there, Pauline.
I did, yeah. Thank you, Dave.
So what's the score?
Oh, you're going to sleep?
Yeah, I'm tired.
Pauline 3, Bob 5.
I'll tell you, I'm going to win this by the end.
By the end of what?
But, oh, yeah.
2080.
The season, yeah.
Next one's about wrestlers.
Oh, it better not be.
Yeah, but who won when it was wrestlers versus Sound of Music? I think he beat you, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, it was me.
He knows literally every single fact.
I don't know everything. No,
about a wrestler.
I don't know everything.
You so do.
You didn't need to, though, did you?
No, I didn't. You're right.
Sound of Music's a film I watched that I haven't seen for about 5 years. Actually, I have seen it.
Yeah, but one film versus a whole
you've got
territory.
Your own wrestling fund thing and your own page. And
Robert Wrestling Federation.
wrestling is your life.
It's not my life, is it?
Wrestling and Vic,
I'm not out in the garden in my pants wrestling.
You were, she told me that.
His purple pants.
It's funny, isn't it? Because I am obsessed, a little bit obsessed with that.
A little
but
bit?
But no interest in ever trying it. Actually doing
That's
it.
That's because you don't want to get hurt. It's your girly side.
I bruise easy. Yeah. I bruise like a peach.
You've always been a bit tender.
Oh, love me.
Oh, here he goes. He's got a song.
Yeah, there you go. Tender.
No, you know what I mean, don't you, Dave? He's always been a bit...
delicate.
Wet.
Bit of wimp. He's a wimp. He is a wimp.
That's my father, everybody.
He's a wuss.
An old-fashioned wimp, we like to... I'll take it. I can't deny that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
No, if you're going to be that, own it. Yeah, and that's what I've done.
Well done, Bob.
Thank you.
Do you know this Simon & Garfunkel song? I am a rock, I am an island. Do you know that one?
No.
Oh.
You know, you said one of the groups you said is the Ramones.
Yeah. They were like an American punk.
Baby, I love you, come on, baby.
They did, they did. They did do that song.
Did they?
Yeah. I love that song.
Blitzkrieg Pop, Bop was their famous one. I didn't rate it very much.
Normally get things right, but I know I really like that song. And you said Ramones, and I thought, oh, that's that song I like.
Yeah.
Come on,
They've done a very slow version of it.
Oh, no, I know the fast one.
No, the Ramones one was slow.
Oh,
no, you're right.
I am doing it right, though.
Yeah. It was the Ronettes or the Crystal.
So I don't get things right. So
you don't. So you have to,
enjoying
this. I always found that the American punk wasn't really punk. To me, the punk is the Sex Pistols and the Clash and maybe Stranglers.
Give me one American.
The Damned. But the Rose, to me, just weren't punk.
I must admit, I saw a lot more Ramones T-shirts than I've heard their songs.
I've got a Ramones T-shirt, but I couldn't get into it. It's too small. So it's in a vacuum bag in the loft, waiting
never
for
to
the
be
day.
Seen again.
I couldn't even get my left arm in.
Pauline, what time is it?
Oh, it's question time. I'm trying to do it sensible.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's question time. It's question time. Who's...
Pauline, do the business.
Oh, all right, then.
Look away, though. The bowl of justice.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's one of Bob's.
No, it's hey, come on now.
This is going to be one
of yours. It's a manufactured one.
Stuck.
It's a post-it.
What the hell is this sort of question?
What
don't even know how to answer. Oh.
What?
Best magic trick you have ever seen?
Well, that ain't one of mine, definitely.
Live.
Live?
I've seen Penn and Teller live.
Have you? See, I haven't been lucky enough to see any live. If I'd seen them live, I would have had answers.
What's the best magic trick you've seen live? I mean, I've been to kids' parties where they've had a magician.
I've never seen any magic.
I saw Penn and Teller.
I'd like to see them.
The best magic trick I ever saw live was in a holiday camp. And I think it's the same one where you saw the hypnotist. And they'd done the one with the box with the woman in it. And then they move the box around. So a right hand could be up here and her head's down here. And he'd done it literally the distance we're apart. I couldn't work it out. I don't know how he'd done it, but he'd done it.
It just frustrates you, doesn't it?
It's amazing. I can't remember any tricks that Penn and Teller had done. But he did juggling. And he had like a bowling ball and a chainsaw going. And a sword, and he was juggling all the other hair he'd done. That's amazing.
The best Penn and Teller one I remember is the nail gun.
Oh, yeah.
Where he's got the whole chain and he's taken certain ones out and he knows the.
Yeah.
And he's doing his hand, he's doing the. It's incredible.
I would like to see him live. Yeah. When did you see them then?
90s, I think. Saw him at Drury Lane. It was a good show. I just can't remember much about it. I see an amazing trick he done on one of their shows with the goldfish.
Oh, yeah, that's a famous one, that is.
And he had like an empty big tank. And he just sort of put his arm over it. Next minute, all these goldfish came out of him into the. I'm talking about
how do you do
hundreds
that?
Of goldfish in this. I don't know how they've done that.
The Vic went in America, she went saw David Copperfield.
Oh, yeah.
And she said that, she said right in front of her, like literally right in front of her, there was a, he did the paper butterfly.
Yeah.
He literally cut out a bit of paper, put it in one of the people's hands, and then he went up on stage and it flew.
How?
And went over the thing. And she always says that that blew her mind. Like she just didn't.
I think that close up. The big stuff they do where they make the tiger this weird don't do nothing for me. It's that close-up magic.
Yeah.
That bloke used to have that Channel 4 show, didn't he, when he used to go around the streets.
That's right, yeah,
and
yeah.
Do it right in front, and it's amazing.
Is that that
No.
Dynarod.
Dynamo, you're talking about, yeah.
I can't remember his name. He used to...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
He always wore black
But he
clothes.
Did silly stuff as well, didn't he? He did.
Yeah.
I remember when he had a big group of, like, lads... He went, oh, give me a shoe, and he gave him a shoe, right. and he had the shoe, and he was sort of moving it away from his hand. Like, keep your hand on, keep you looking on my hand, and keep looking, and they're all looking at his hand. He goes, one, two, and he threw it, and it landed on top of a bus shelter, and they went, oh, where's he gone?
And he walked off, and the bloke had no shoe.
Yeah, no shoes on top of the But he also, he did proper, like, close hand stuff as well, didn't he? But the I always remember when he walked around with that bag. And he went, excuse me, mate, you got a light? And he gave him a lighter and he put it in the bag. And then went over to somebody else, excuse me, mate, and he had a big bag full of lighters added to it.
And got to the two women. And he goes, put your head there. And he linked their earrings.
And oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
How does it, yeah.
And then walks off and left them.
Yeah, see, I don't get this. Like I don't get the old David Blaine thing sitting in a box for so long. And
is that the bloke that was over the Thames?
I mean,
he used to go and throw eggs at him, didn't
they? Yeah.
Just, he stayed there for about 60 days.
It was a long time, weren't it?
He weren't eating, Eric, he weren't eating and that, didn't they?
No, yeah. He did the bury underground as well, and he did the thing in the water as well, stayed in water for.
And of ice. He stayed in like.
That's why, not like an ice coffin. I don't really go for all that, but there I tell you what, there was one when where David Blaine goes and sort of sits with a celebrity and they kind of chat and do little things, and there was one where he with Ricky Gervais, funny enough, and they sat in this little restaurant and he did this thing where he pulled something out of his arm. And it was like a needle or something, and it was proper gross. Like it was going through, and Ricky Gervais like, oh, and then he built it up, and he did the same with a butterfly. He got this little butterfly out of the napkin or something like that, and then he just clicked his fingers or something, and the wallpaper that was all butterflies came alive, and all butterflies.
Don't you get frustrated by it?
Yeah, I mean, the easy way out is to say, oh, it's camera tricks. That's my easy way.
But not when it's done right in front of you. Yeah.
The guy who blows my mind, who I think is the most entertaining, is Derren Brown.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan
of
him.
He hasn't done that for a while, has he?
No, he hasn't. I just like his shows. I just think they're great. They're so unique. Some of the stuff he does as well. Like,
what if he's known in the States?
Don't know. He did a few things, didn't he, where he taught a bloke how to remember things, didn't he? And he was like, if you just read books, and then he entered a quiz on his own. Do you remember that? And he sort of memorised it as like a room with loads of little drawers. And if they ask you about this, you go to that drawer. And it was like geography, history, and that. And I think he came second on his own in a pub quiz, and he said that was never happened before. And it was just him like reading and learning techniques of how to remember things.
Yeah. He done that thing where he done the spiritualism stuff, didn't he? He went to America.
That's right, yeah.
And he said he was a spiritualist, and he done all the thing, you know, Zero J, and he's just done exactly what they claim to do.
Yeah.
So
but one of his shows in the UK, which is incredible, is he starts off the show saying, I don't believe in spiritual, I don't believe in any kind of reading your minds. There's no, I don't believe
he's
in it.
He's an illusionist. He says that,
I'm not going to do any of that. But then he does it.
Yeah.
You know, it's so clever. It's really clever.
Yeah, he is good. I like him.
Yeah.
Show you don't do more.
Yeah, I remember there was a sketch of I can't remember, it was like a comedy show or something where somebody was playing his brother and his name was Darren Brown. And he lived at home with his mum still. And he was always trying to do tricks and that, showing that he's got skills, and he was rubbish. Yeah. Yeah. Good times. Well, that was...
It's not very big at the moment, is it?
What?
Magic shows.
No, it sort of goes round.
We grew up into Paul Daniels, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
Saturday night.
Oh, I used to like that with Debbie McGee.
Oh, the lemon. Debbie McGee. Lemon and orange. Orange,
under laboratory conditions.
Yeah, yeah. But it sort of goes, it comes in waves, doesn't it? Because you had the whole hypnotist thing was big. Mm. Paul McKenna was big at one point, and then it goes
away.
That
was good, though, when it first came out, though, wasn't
it? Yeah, yeah. Never really seen anything good like it, yeah. And as a kid, you sort of believe it anyway. You're like, oh, my God, he can get you to do anything.
Yeah, when he was on Top Gear and he done Richard Hammond, that was funny. Yeah,
it is. And then it sort of goes away. Like, Dynamo's disappeared now, hasn't he? Yeah. Mind you, he got pretty ill.
I didn't know that.
He had that illness where it sort of makes you blow out. If you see a picture of him, he looks really big, but he's ill. He's not, you know, just eating.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You always used to say no character, didn't you?
I said the biggest trick he could pull was getting a personality.
Oh, that's a bit harsh.
He was boring as hell, though.
He was
so boring. Oh, God.
Yeah, he weren't a showman. That's why he done all his stuff on the streets.
Yeah, I quite liked that about him.
Oh, no, you want a bit
that of... That made it a bit suspicious.
Need a bit of razzle
suspicious. Suspicious. Suspense.
Mysterious.
Like, mysterious, yeah. You're right.
Yeah, I got the sweats, man.
Oh,
yeah, I got the sweats.
What are you going to do, breaststroke or crawl?
I need a wetsuit. So you've never seen a trick live then?
No.
You've never seen a trick live?
No, not that I can think of.
Bloody hell.
I've never been to a magic show or... I didn't even see a trick at Chris's wedding. I didn't see the magician.
Yeah, one guy around, didn't
they?
Yeah.
Didn't
he was see quite him. Funny when he got
was
all right.
Yeah, he had a bit of a personality about him, yeah.
That was close-up sort of street
stuff.
Yeah,
I didn't see him.
He didn't do it with us, but there was a trick he did with another kid over... I was watching him, and he had, like, a little tiny Rubik's Cube. And he said, do you like sweets, like, to the kids? And they're like, yeah, yeah. He's like, okay, will your parents let you have sweets before dinner? No, he won't. Yeah, well, you have it. And it's like he took the Rubik's Cube out of the kid's hand, and then a load of Skittles just went all over the place. They were like, oh! Yeah. It's just come out of nowhere. It's great, yeah.
Yeah, I was a bit gutted. I didn't see a trick.
Yeah, he was good.
Missed a trick there, didn't
you? Hey! Mr. Trick. Oh, no, falling down the stairs, an explosion. Are you ready, Dave?
Yeah.
Diary.
It is Monday.
Monday.
29th of November.
21.
Soon for Christmas. Soon Christmas. Oh, can you imagine Christmas Diary?
Oh, is Christmas Day on a Friday or a Monday?
Christmas Diary.
Oh, imagine that.
Well, no spoilers, Dave. You do what you're supposed to do first.
All right. Work at night. Play for Transvaal at Kennington Park. Win 3-2. Get club money, £21.20, later on.
Diary. Well, first of all, that is a great result. What's club money?
Club money?
I think that's one of these things where you pay so much a week throughout the year, and at the end of the year, 29, you get it paid out. So if you paid in, it could have been
like
much,
you can
though.
Do a Christmas club, can't you?
Maybe you did it too late.
It must have been...
put 30 quid in, got 29 quid back.
21 quid for the year?
50 Get club money
club
later
money.
On. I don't know.
How much is it again? £21?
£21.20.
Uh-huh. That's an odd amount, isn't it?
Do you want to know the next days?
Yeah, go on.
Tuesday the 30th.
Spent club money.
Work at night, play 5-a-side at Dockerna Hill, win 5-2 and 6-1.
Wow.
Get back, watch TV.
Diary bonus.
Wow, wasn't a fight that week, wasn't it?
We're going to have to look up the old Christmas one. Yeah, Christmas.
Yeah, it's Christmas Day on a Friday.
Christmas
or
Diary, Dave.
Christmas Diary.
Or Christmas Eve. Oh, exciting.
Are you a big Christmas fan?
I love Christmas.
Yeah. Is your tree up?
Oh, no, I thought about it. I nearly put it up last week and then I thought, no. Some houses down my road have got theirs up.
I think Vic would have hers up in September.
Yeah, Lewis kept saying, "Don't be stupid, it's too early." And then there's the whole row of in the loft, getting the whole, everything down.
Oh, right,
the
yeah.
The yearly
yeah.
row.
The yearly row. Christmas row. Have we lost you, Dave, to the diary?
Well, you've got to be going about Christmas now.
I'm looking forward to
oh,
that.
Oh, what's going on then?
Yeah, well, no, no, we have to wait for that one.
It's just left me hanging.
£21.20.
I just keep you hanging
yeah,
on.
Yeah, you're right. It has literally got a song for every word.
Yes. So I suppose we should talk about these songs a little bit more. Were you a fan of...
Do you know what this... this song has the same feel.
Do you want to tell people what the song is?
Bridge Over Troubled Water.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
Has the same feel. I get the same... feeling, not depression or nothing like that, but you know that same oh
for, melancholia.
Yeah, for He Ain't Heavy as My Brother.
No, there's a much better song
there. No. She's talking
no,
about
I'm
feeling,
talking about
though.
The feeling
she's
I
not
get,
talking about
not the song.
Same
I like this song.
Song
better, but the same. I get, if I sit down and listen to He Ain't Heavy as My Brother, I'd have the same feel inside me as this song.
The mellowness.
Yeah, would you?
No,
you don't
really.
Like your brother. So
no, I don't like my brother. So.
Sorry, Mike.
Yeah. Sorry, not sorry. I love him to his face.
You're too scared to say.
That used to be my stand-up joke.
Do you know what another Buzzcocks song was?
Oh, yeah, go on.
Orgasm Addict.
Oh. I don't know what to say to that. Yeah.
I don't know that song.
Oh, I don't. Moving on.
Moving on. So was you a fan of Bridge Over Troubled Water before we did this list? Before...
Oh, yeah, I thought yeah. this is a good song.
Yeah.
Was this not on my list?
What?
You know when I come around with my list of 500
on...
songs and you and Dave just literally
no,
said
how
shit they all were.
I think we all had this
did,
on our
I
list.
I had this on my list.
Yeah,
27 by Barry Manilow, didn't you? They soon got kicked out.
And every
I've
other song.
I've always been a fan of the song. I used to find it, when it first came out, I mean, I was 16,
yeah.
I found it a bit boring.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I can say that I went from... probably my whole life, not listening to the whole song.
Do you reckon it might be because you've had some shit times in your life as an older adult? So now you feel the different about the song when you hear it. Makes you think of things that...
No, it doesn't make me feel that, you know. I don't feel what he's telling me. If you know what I mean, he's singing "Bridge Over Troubled Water." You know, get over the problems that you've had.
But the song
that's
makes
not,
you happy.
Yeah, it's.
I'll tell you another one of these.
It's a beautiful song. I admire it. I really. If I could have written one song in life, this would have been it. If I could have written one song and have it out there and say that is my song, this would have been it. I absolutely love this song.
Well, we know.
I just remembered another famous one of this. You definitely do know.
Oh yeah,
Mrs. Robinson.
And here's to you, Mrs. Robinson.
Scarborough Fair. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Oh, do you know what I thought you were singing then?
Are you going to San Francisco?
Scott McKenzie, that was. They were both from, because they'd done the soundtrack to The Graduate. You know the film The Graduate?
Yeah,
dusted off them. And do you know, I found out the other day, a couple of years ago, that... you've seen the poster for that, haven't you, with the woman's leg?
Yeah.
And he's standing by. Do you know whose leg that is?
Go on.
Sue Ellen in Dallas.
Oh, is it? Swellen.
Unfit mother. trash and an unfit mother, as you say. But, that was Sue Ellen, Linda Gray. Oh. That's her leg.
Whoa, what a weird fact is that?
Oh, weird, man.
Oh, no.
I mean, it is.
F-A-C-T.
All together now.
F-A-C-T.
Wow, that was an unexpected F-A-C-T.
I've just thought of a song that I like, but I don't know if it's 70s. You're probably going to say, no, it's 80s, 90s or something.
Probably come out last week.
No, it's old, and I know you'll hate it.
Oh, come on.
No, it's old and I hate it. Never heard
no,
it.
No, you will hate it. Born Free.
That's 60s.
As free as the wind.
Oh, that's a gorgeous song.
I only know that bit.
Free as the
ball, free as the wind.
Oh,
blows.
It's so. That's a lovely song, isn't it?
Yeah, Matt Monroe. I like Matt Monroe.
Yeah, I like Matt Monroe. Why are you looking at me like
Walk
that?
Walk Away was my favourite of his. Walk Away, don't go.
I don't know that one.
Bring your heart into... Yes, great. So he was a good singer, he was. He was the best British crooner, without a shadow of a doubt.
Mum used to play him a lot, Patsy Cline as well. She's one of my favourites.
Patsy Cline.
Yeah, I love her. I love her stuff.
Not a big crooner fan, me.
No, Patsy Cline's not crooner.
No, Patsy Cline reminds me of Nan.
Reminds me of Mum and Yvonne.
Yeah, it, definitely being around Nan's.
And people
used to play
his
it.
Tape.
She had a great voice, didn't she?
Yeah.
I go a walking after midnight.
I can't imagine anyone not liking it.
Oh, yeah, what's the famous one?
Crazy.
Oh yeah, that's
my least favorite.
That's the one. That's the one that reminds me of Nan.
That's my least favorite of all of hers.
That's My Desire.
That's
a great one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Half as Much was another one.
You don't know me. I'm not singing it.
She was backed by the Jordanaires, who was Elvis's backing group.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can't take that back. You've already sung it.
No, can't think what it's called. That's one of my favourites.
So, I mean, we've got to vote, and we've also got to do the draw, so...
Sweet Dreams. Oh,
Sweet Dreams.
Yeah, love that one.
That's the name of the film. You've seen the film.
I've seen the film, yeah.
Jessica Lange played her.
It's a good film.
She's a great actress. Yeah, that was the name of the film, Sweet Dreams. Sweet dreams of you.
Every night.
Caramba.
Wowzers. Sorry about that, everyone. Let's vote.
Oh, Bridge Over Troubled Water all day long.
Yeah.
Sound like Bradley Walsh in
100-0 for me. Bridge Over Troubled. It's going to take some beating in my eyes.
Oh, I don't think this is going to be my winner.
Oh, it's going to take some beating in my eyes, definitely.
Oh, I see that series.
Well, what'd you say that? You idiot.
Barry Manilow beats Bridge Over Troubled Water in the final.
There are ones that will be it, but in my vote, but there's three of us voting, so it might
it's
not
a
happen.
Very strong contender.
Yeah.
When you're weary,
feeling down.
Dave?
Small.
Is it 3-0?
Yeah, and it's a pretty emphatic. I'm going 84-16.
Wow. Oh. That's good. Does that make up 100?
I think so. Get with the calculator.
Well, there you go. There we go. Bridge Over Troubled Water beats the Buzzcocks 3-0.
Dave
so
needs
Dave,
to rip.
Rip. And if you'd like to see Dave rip the card, join us on YouTube at some point.
Please don't.
Again, we are on Patreon, and obviously it's not cheap to get us filmed. So if you want to contribute, and you will get Patreon only clips and videos as well. So join us on there. You also get merch now. Merch. Ooh. If you are a Patreon for free payments, you get whatever tier you've picked. You get t-shirts, stickers, hoodies.
What, you get a hooligan?
Yeah.
Right, there's only 6 more songs left in this opening round.
Wow, it's coming down to
wowzers.
Coming down to nitty gritty.
You're not getting one.
Oh,
she likes that one.
Strong.
She likes
but
that one.
It is for me.
Go on, Dave. What's it? What's?
Are you going to guess it again?
No.
Drinking yours is better than mine.
100 million%.
Wow. Oh, well,
I can't even read the writing.
You might change your mind.
No, I don't think so, because this is one that was on my list. One of my faves.
Shall I tell you what mine is?
Yeah.
One Day in Your Life.
Oh, she loves that. She loves that song.
I can't choose out of these two.
Well, you have to. What you got?
Yeah, you have to. What you got?
Rock the boat, don't tip the boat over.
Rock the boat.
Your life is like a ship.
Where did you get the notion?
Shit on the ocean.
Oh, I can't choose out of there.
You have to.
Yeah, you'll have to.
Come on, over.
Come on in. Who the singer?
I can't read
Rock the Boat, Hughes Corporation.
Versus. Did I say huge? Didn't look like it.
One Day Hughes. H-U-E-S. Huge Corporation.
It's a huge corporation.
Yeah, it's the I, isn't it? Or Shell. One Day in Your Life, Michael Jackson.
Oh, no, that's really hard.
Good.
You something to think about.
That's what we want.
Dollface.
Yeah. Something for you to trip over.
Sweetheart.
So there you go. Bridge Over Troubled Water is through to the next round.
It is.
And we're only, what, 3 bouts away from the round of 16.
Yeah.
Are you going to muck about with your mic the whole time?
Have I been doing that all the way through?
Yes, all the way through. It's really annoying.
Sorry, well, you should have told me that. Why didn't you tell me that?
Professional at all times. Look, she's just whacking her mic all the time.
Didn't even notice.
speaking in that stupid squeaky voice.
Can't help that. That can't change.
That is just Pauline.
Making dog's ears bleed with her singing. But well, apart from that, you've done
pretty well. Yeah, pretty good, yeah. anything, any news, anything to end on?
No.
No.
Okay. Well, that's the end of the show then.
All right.
Podcast over. Mic drop.
Over and out. Cut.